ويسألونك عن ذي القرنين قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا.
O Muhammad, peace be upon him, they ask you about Zulkarnain. Say, I will give you an account of him.
إِنَّا مَكَّنَّا لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَآتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ سَبَبًا.
We granted him power in the land and endowed him with all kinds of resources.
فَأَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا.
He set out westwards on an expedition.
حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ مَغْرِبَ الشَّمْسِ وَجَدَهَا تَغْرُبُ فِي عَيْنٍ حَمِئَةٍ وَوَجَدَ عِنْدَهَا قَوْمًا قُلْنَا يَا ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ إِمَّا أَنْ تُعَذِّبَ وَإِمَّا أَنْ تَتَّخِذَ فِيهِمْ حُسْنًا.
Until when he reached the very limits where the sun sets, he saw it setting in dark, turbid waters, and nearby he met a people. We said, O Zulkarnain, you have the power to punish or to treat them with kindness. Until when he reached the very limits where the sun sets, that is, to the extreme limits of land in the west, he saw it setting in dark, turbid waters. That is, at sunset it appeared that the sun was setting in the blackish, muddy water of the sea.
قَالَ أَمَّا مَنْ ظَلَمَ فَسَوْفَ نُعَذِّبُهُ ثُمَّ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ فَيُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا نُكْرًا.
He said, we will chastise him who does wrong, whereafter he will be returned to his Lord, and he will chastise him grievously.
وَأَمَّا مَنْ آمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَهُ جَزَاءً الْحُسْنَى وَسَنَقُولُ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِنَا يُسْرًا.
But as for him who believes and acts righteously, his will be a goodly reward, and we shall enjoin upon him only mild commands.
ثُمَّ أَتْبَعَ سَبَبًا.
Then he set out on another expedition.
حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغَ مَطَلِعَ الشَّمْسِ وَجَدَهَا تَطُلُعُ عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ لَمْ نَجَعَلْ لَهُمْ مِنْ دُونِهَا سِتْرًا.
Until he reached the limit where the sun rises, and he found it rising on a people whom we had provided no shelter from it. Until he reached the limit where the sun rises, that is, to the extreme limits of land in the east. Thus was the state of those people, and we encompassed in knowledge all concerning Zulkarnain. Then he set out on another expedition.
إِذَا بَلَغَ بَيْنَ السَّدَّيْنِ وَجَدَ مِنْ دُونِهِمَا قَوْمًا لَا يَكَادُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ قَوْلًا.
Until when he reached a place between the two mountains, he found beside the mountains a people who scarcely understood anything.
قَالُوا يَا ذَا الْقَرْنَيْنِ إِنَّ يَأْجُوجَ وَمَأْجُوجَ مُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَهَلْ نَجْعَلُ لَكَ خَرْجًا عَلَىٰ أَنْ تَجْعَلَ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَهُمْ سَدًّا.
They said, O Zulkarnain, Gog and Magog are spreading corruption in this land. So shall we pay you taxes on the understanding that you will set up a barrier between us and them? They said, O Zulkarnain, Gog and Magog. Gog and Magog were the wild peoples who inhabited the northeastern region of Asia. From time to time they carried out predatory raids against civilized lands, pouring over both Asia and Europe like tidal waves. The book of Ezekiel states that their land was comprised of Meshech, presently Moscow, and Tubal, presently Tubelsek. The Jewish historian Josephus identifies them with the Scythians, who inhabited the area lying north and east of the Black Sea. according to Jerome, the Magog lived to the north of Caucasia, near the Caspian Sea.
قال ما مكنني فيه ربي خير فأعينوني بقوة أجعل بينكم وبينهم ردما.
He answered, "Whatever my Lord has granted me is good enough, but help me with your labor, and I will erect a rampart between you and them."
آتوني زبر الحديد حتى إذا ساوى بين الصدفين قال انفخوا حتى إذا جعله نارا قال آتوني أفرغ عليه قطرا.
Bring me ingots of iron. Then after he had filled up the space between the two mountainsides, he said, "Light a fire and ply bellows." When he had made it red like fire, he said, "Bring me molten copper, which I may pour on it." Such was the rampart that Gog and Magog could not scale, nor could they pierce it.
قال هذا رحمة من ربي فإذا جاء وعد ربي جعله دكاء وكان وعد ربي حقا.
Zulkarnain said, "This is a mercy from my Lord. But when the time of my Lord's promise shall come, he will level the rampart with the ground. My Lord's promise always comes true."
وتركنا بعضهم يومئذ يموج في بعض ونفخ في الصور فجمعناهم جمعا.
And on that day, we shall let some of them surge like waves against others, and the trumpet shall be blown. Then we shall gather them all together. And on that day
refers to the day of resurrection. Zulkarnain had alluded to the day of resurrection as a day that is bound to come about because God had so decided. What is being said here is in that context and is an addition to the statement made by Zulkarnain.
وَعَرَضْنَا جَهَنَّمَ يَوْمَئِذٍ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَرْضًا.
That will be the day we shall place hell before the unbelievers.
الذين كانت أعينهم في غطاء عن ذكري وكانوا لا يستطيعون سمعا.
Whose eyes had become blind against my admonition and who were utterly disinclined to hear it.